Supreme Court Justices Jamal Khan Mandakhail and Naeem Akhtar Afghan on Friday released a dissenting opinion in the case concerning the trial of civilians in military courts, declaring such court-martials unconstitutional. The 35-page minority decision firmly states that the jurisdiction of court-martials was exclusively limited to military personnel and cannot be extended to ordinary civilians. The judges ruled that the application of military jurisdiction to civilians was unconstitutional. The dissenting note critically examines the broader assumption that civil courts are incapable of dealing with high-profile terrorism cases, suggesting instead that this narrative was misleading. It observes that it has generally been portrayed that civil courts have failed to handle grave offenses such as terrorism, and that military courts are the only remedy, but the reality is quite the opposite. Recalling past precedent, the judges noted that military courts were temporarily authorized in 2015 to hear certain terrorism-related cases. However, the experiment failed to eliminate terrorism, partly because military officers lack the judicial experience required to adjudicate complex criminal matters. The decision observes that, globally, terrorism cases are not tried in military courts. It argues that criticism of the criminal justice system is misplaced and notes that acquittals in civil courts often result from poor investigation, weak witnesses, or politically charged cases, not from judicial incompetence. It pointed out that according to Article 25 of the Constitution, all citizens are equal before the law and are entitled to equal protection of the law. The principle of equal protection ensures that all citizens are treated alike under the law, irrespective of their background, race, religion, political affiliation, action or other classifications. This is a fundamental right guaranteed by the Constitution, ensuring that the law applies equally and no one is above the law. Treating citizens differently, without a reasonable classification, amounts to discrimination. This happens when two equally placed persons or groups of people are treated differently. Discriminating individuals in legal proceedings on account of their acts or nature of an offense is a violation of the principle of equal before law and are entitled to equal protection of law, it further noted. The security of life and liberty of a person is a fundamental right, to be free from arbitrary deprivation of life and liberty. Article 9 of the Constitution guarantees and ensures that citizens have the right for protection from harm, physical danger, potential risks and threats to their life, unjust or illegal detention or imprisonment and of any action that could take away their freedom or life, in all circumstances, the dissenting note read.